everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today, you're going to be listening to a two-part episode. This is a little bit of a shorter two-part episode, so each episode should be just a little bit over 20, 25 minutes. In total, our interview, this is with Ashley Rowland, the author of the Simply Holistic blog. She's fabulous. You will love her. The total interview time is, I think, just a little over 42 minutes. So I went ahead and divided this up into two episodes just so it's easier to consume. But this is also one of our legacy episodes from Fitfluential Radio Days. And I only say that because you will hear a couple mentions of, you know, welcome to Fitfluential Radio. It's just easier for me to share, hey, these are some of the episodes that got lost in the shuffle. Before we changed the name and the brand, we thought that they were published, and we found out a little bit later our old podcast production company didn't quite get all of the episodes up. So you get to get some of these episodes a little bit later, but they still are fantastic, and you will love, 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 love learning from Ashley. She is so young, so smart, and so fantastic. She teaches me something every time I talk to her. So sit back and enjoy. This is a two-part episode with Ashley Rowland. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I am joined by the wonderfully talented and ridiculously smart Ashley Rowland of Simply Holistic. And I know that I probably blew it because whenever she tells me the name of her blog, and I know I said this when we started the interview, it's Simplistic, but I always call her Simply Holistic. So Ashley, I know that you'll forgive me for saying that, but I call you two different names, and we're going to link up to your blog post anyway in the show notes, so it's all cool. But for everybody tuning in, I asked Ashley to be on the show. I met her when we were both speaking out at the ShiftCon conference, and this young lady is so smart and so knowledgeable when it comes to, let's just say, holistic healthcare, a naturopathic way of approaching health and wellness. And she's constantly educating me, and I just can't even describe to you how much this young woman knows. And you're gonna learn so much in this short 38 minutes or so. And you're going to learn more about, you know, how she had some health scares early on in her young life, and then how that led her to do just this never-ending research that she does. She puts out outstanding information on social media. Of course, I know after this show, you're going to find her and stalk her and follow her everywhere because she's just an outstanding addition to this earth. I mean it. I can't think of anybody who has made such an impact on my life in such a short amount of time. And sometimes I'll put something up on my Instagram story and she'll send me a private note and go, did you know this? Did you know you could do this for this? And I'm like, what? The girl knows her stuff. She's ridiculously smart, very talented, great sense of humor. So sit back and enjoy this interview with Ashley Rowland. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. And today on the show, I am so honored and excited and thrilled to have
Ashley Rowland, and she is the author of a fantastic blog. And I know I'm probably going to blow it when I say it, but it's Simple Holistic. It might be all blended because it's a really branded way she's got of saying it. And I always call her Ashley Simply Holistic, but that's what I call her. And I'm obsessed with her because she teaches me. I met her at a conference. She teaches me probably every week. She's pinging me because she'll watch my Instagram stories and she'll ping me and go, did you know this? And I'm like, how are you so young and so full of knowledge? And she knows so much. And I said, oh my God, we have to get you on the podcast because she's brilliant. Everybody should be following her, reading her blog, taking, you know, everything she says to heart because she's just a little spitfire, full of energy, and she knows her stuff. So Ashley, welcome to the show. I'm thrilled to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Let's get started because I want to respect your time. And again, I'm so excited to dive into this topic. But first, before we get into label reading and nutrition and what's the big deal with organic and grass-fed and non-GMO and all that stuff that we see a lot of talk about, but some of us are like, what the heck? Does it really even matter? Before we get into that, whenever I have a guest on the show for the first time, I think you know the drill. I always like people to share what's your fitness story? When was it in your life that you first started becoming interested in eating healthy and living a fit life? When was that for you and why?
Yeah, so when I was actually, 16, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and celiac disease. So I was diagnosed with two different autoimmune diseases and I knew nothing about nutrition. I didn't even know the concept of a calorie. Like I didn't know there was 9 in fat, 4 in protein, 4 in carbs, that, you know, that whole thing. So when I got that diagnosis, it was just completely absurd for me to believe that my diet could be contributing to the rheumatoid arthritis, the bursitis, the Oscoglossas that I had, the hormonal acne, cramps, and just constantly feeling like crap. And so when I turned 18 is when I was like, okay, I'm sick of being dismissed by doctors. I'm sick of people telling me this is normal because I know it's not. I just had this innate feeling that something wasn't right. And that's when I decided to move to Kauai. And I lived with a family there, nannied, and they kind of just taught me the ins and outs of healthy living subconsciously. I didn't know what I was getting into. And just a month of eating clean, being in the ocean, grounding, going on walks, I got rid of a huge majority of my pain from the bursitis and the bone spurs. And I was able to run by the time I left. I lost a ton of weight that was just water weight and water retention from the major hormone imbalance and toxins in my body. So yeah, when I was 18 and I just turned 23. So not too long ago.
That blows my mind. And you'll have to, can you, cause I have a concept of it, but I know that there's people listening that are not familiar with what bursitis is. Can you elaborate a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so my bursitis was actually in my hip. Basically, it's a super painful condition that affects one of the sacs that is, like, I guess, in your hip joint or right in that area called the bursa. And it's the cushion in between the bones and basically what happens is it becomes inflamed. And so it's in constant pain. So I was a competitive professional dancer. I danced since I was 3 years old and it was in point one day when point, like the ballet up on the toes, where I just collapsed. My body was just done. And it made it worse because the bone spurs were actually cutting into the muscle in my hip.
I'm just like cringing just hearing that. It kind of reminds me of, total digression, but when the day of the Super Bowl, I think my man and I were watching TV because, of course, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, he and I was in the same presence. He had to start watching, you know, the television, like working up to the Super Bowl stuff. It was football day the entire day, not that I'm complaining, but they had this story of a kid who was in high school. This has nothing to do with bursitis. It's why I was thinking. You know how when you watch someone get injured and you're like, oh, you know, it hurts. That's what it sounds like when you're describing the pain that you were going through. And I'm just curious, when you started to really get into this, as you said, about 5 years ago when you were 18, which is still such a young age, were you able to figure out, I mean, when I think of somebody at age 16 being diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, my first thought is, what the heck? I mean, did doctors tell you why? Were you able to figure out what were the things in your life that caused the symptoms that you were dealing with, the issues that you were dealing with, or no?
I just remember going in and them being like, well, because I would go in appointment after appointment after appointment. I basically lived in the doctor's at that time because I was like, something is wrong. And every time, nope, nothing came up. And I just would keep getting, I was like, well, I want to go to the next person. I want to go to the next high up. Something is wrong. And I was so concerned because it was jeopardizing my, I was offered full ride scholarships for dance and it was jeopardizing that. And so they go, yep, you know, you have rheumatoid arthritis and that's it. Like that was it. They offered me a bunch of medication and they actually wanted me to go into hip surgery when I was 16. And I not so politely declined. I was like, heck no, like I'm not going in for hip surgery. And it was actually interesting because after I went to Hawaii, I went back to Alaska and that's where I'm from. And they did some more scans and stuff on me. And the doctor goes, why did you get your surgery somewhere else? Like, you know, you could have gotten it for free here because I'm Alaska native. And I'm like, I did not get surgery. I changed my diet, got rid of the inflammation, and like, I'm fine now. And he just would not believe me that I didn't get surgery anywhere else.
Well, first of all, I had no idea you were from Alaska, and I'm going to share a
true but embarrassing statement. I'm really going to humiliate myself, but I'm okay with it. So I am geographically challenged, and I thought that we were looking at the globe. And my man we were talking about Alaska, and I'm like looking around Hawaii, thinking that that's where it was.
You're like, where is it?
He's literally like facepalming going, oh my God. So I did not know where Alaska was until he showed me on the globe. I can be really smart in certain areas, but I will at least embrace that when I am airheaded, I bring it. Like I am completely ridiculously lost sometimes when it comes to geography. But you mentioned some really good points and you talked about, you know, your answer to that guy. You said, look, I changed my diet. I got rid of the inflammation and that's what worked for me. So I want to, you know, take that as a stepping point. And I'd like you to, because I've had a lot of guests on the show and I know this, whenever I'm interviewing somebody, I always put myself in the audience's perspective. And I know that there's a lot of people who are hearing some of these phrases and not quite understanding it, just like I did maybe 3 or 6 or 9 months ago. And to me, I used to hear inflammation and think, I used to think of inflammation as, you know, your body's swelling, like you bump your elbow and it's swollen and it's inflamed. And to me, that was inflammation. And I'm sure that that is a form of inflammation, but inflammation is often really it's internal. And I think that a lot of people listening don't really understand when we say anti-inflammatory foods, decrease your inflammation. Like what is inflammation? Can you describe what is inflammation in your words and why is it so important for us from a health perspective to decrease inflammation?
Yes, that is an excellent question. I'm glad you brought it up because like you said, we think I'm not inflamed. Like I didn't fall down the stairs or twist my ankle or do anything like that. But what is significant is that today people are walking around with what we call systemic low-grade chronic inflammation. And so this is inflammation that is from environmental toxins, endocrine disruptors, chemicals, hormones in our food, just inflammatory foods in and of themselves, which we could have a whole nother podcast on. I don't want to bring them up because I don't want to confuse people, but there's a whole group of quote unquote healthy foods that are actually causing inflammation in the body, especially if people are intolerant or allergic to them. And so when we have this systemic, chronic, low grade inflammation, it actually is worse than that one knock to the knee when all of your white blood cells go there and you have your neutrophils and everything is, you know, scavenging the area to bring down the inflammation because in the body, it's just getting hit and hit and hit and hit. And eventually it's almost as if it's like, you know what, this is too much. And it starts just building an intolerance to itself, quote unquote, autoimmune. And that's what is usually the leading cause with autoimmune is this systemic inflammation that you can't see from the outside. It manifests in low energy or like hurting joints or just not sleeping well, menopause, hormonal issues. So that's a little bit of the inflammation I'm talking about.
You know, and I told you before the show, I have a really bad problem with handwriting. And when I take notes, when I'm interviewing people, you say everything you're saying, Ashley, I want to write down because every sentence is full of truth bombs. And I'm like, I got to ask her about that. And I can't write fast enough to keep up with all the stuff you're saying. So I can just tell you, we need to have you back on the show regularly because clearly you're an expert on so many of these things. But, you know, the way that you just described that reminds me of, you know, one of my issues, which is because you talked about the body, and I hope I'm articulating this correctly, the body develops its own intolerance to the things that are aggravating it. So you're eating these foods, and I'm guessing these can be a lot of packaged foods, crappy foods with bad chemicals, artificial flavorings and colorings, yada, yada, yada. And you're eating that over time, and your body develops an intolerance, and then it's almost fighting itself. And I have Hashimoto's, which I understand is extremely common. It sounds like when you hear, so for those of you listening, if you haven't heard of that, it's Hashimoto's hypothyroidism. People have heard of hypothyroidism, but I always thought the first time I was exposed to the phrase Hashimoto's, I thought, oh, I must have some elite exclusive form of hypothyroidism that makes me special for why I can't lose this weight around my core. But no, it's actually extremely common. And when I read about it and I read that it was my body attacking my own thyroid, I'm like, what the world? But then the more I learned, and I looked back at my life full of antibiotics, birth control pills, a ton of fake foods, lots of diet soda, and lots of stress, and then overtraining and dieting. Mm. No wonder my body's like a garage sale of hormonal issues. You know, I just went through the drive-thru and ordered all of them. But how was it for you? You did a really good job of explaining inflammation. And again, for everybody listening, we'll get into that in a deeper dive in another show. How did you know? I mean, clearly you did a ton of research, Ashley, but how did you know how to start with your diet? What were the changes that you made as far as what you needed to cut out and what you needed to add in? And it doesn't have to be comprehensive, obviously, but what were some of the big changes that you made where you really started to see changes in your health because of those?
The very first thing that I did was before I found out about any of this rheumatoid arthritis or any of that, I was a little bit younger and I was kind of becoming more of a tree hugger, I guess you could say. So I was caring more about the environment, you know, and so that kind of led me down the non-toxic path. But then it was actually, I had really, really bad acid reflux and they just kept giving me the acid reflux pills, which basically those are the opposite of what you need. So we'll just leave that there. And what happened was I looked up like acidic foods because I was like, something is causing this. So I cut out pepperoni. I remember just being so proud I cut out pepperoni. And I noticed the difference. I know. And then when I moved to Kauai, that's when I cold turkey I cut out everything. I cut out sugar, refined oils, corn, canola, soy, gluten, dairy. We were basically raw vegan for a while when I lived there. And I just could not believe the way that I felt. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I was doing saunas and I was doing foot baths and a whole nother conversation. But that's when I understood the power of food, because before any supplements, before any of the saunas or heavier forms of detoxification, all I did was cut out these inflammatory free radical causing foods. And my life got flipped around and I became obsessed with nutrition, because I wanted to be an engineer. I did not care about nutrition. As I mentioned, I didn't even know what a calorie was. Like I did not even know what a macro was.
Hmm. And those are phrases that, like, it's funny because once you get into like this fitness nutrition world, we're so used to those phrases. And I'm glad that sometimes when I have people on, I remember, like, I put myself back in Kelly O's shoes, you know, 20 years ago when I had no idea, again, what macros were, you know, why it mattered, how much protein you had, all of that. You know, we take that for granted because we're used to talking about it all the time and we're familiar with it. But there's hundreds of thousands, probably millions of people that are not familiar with some of these terms. So I always make sure that, you know, if we end up talking about something, or if I hear somebody say something, which I'm going to ask you right now, and I don't know it, I have no problem asking the question and playing dumb, because that's why we're here on this podcast, to educate people.
Exactly.
You mentioned free radical causing foods. I've heard the term free radical. I have no idea what it means. So I'm going to ask you to just lay it out for us.
Yeah. So basically, at a cellular level in our bodies, we have all of these different mechanisms, all of these different cells that have specific jobs in the body. So a second ago, when you mentioned my body was attacking itself, it's important to know that our bodies haven't betrayed us. They're actually doing their absolute best to protect us, but it just gets a little bit skewed because there's this thing called molecular mimicry, and basically our bodies start to attack invaders, but instead of attacking the invaders, they mistake our own cells for the invaders because they have a similar protein makeup, and that's a whole nother cellular talk. But foods that are causing free radicals or free radical damage are foods that are high in trans fats. So oxidized oils and foods that are sprayed with lots of chemicals, because all those chemicals are coming into the body and they're not desired by our body. So the body begins to mark them as, okay, red flag, come and attack this body. And if your body's constantly being flooded with that, unfortunately, we have two different systems in our body, and the first one doesn't really have a very good filter. They're not a very good judge of character. They say, okay, that is the bad protein. I'm going to go and kill, and I'm going to kill everything in its path. So it doesn't really have a good sense of like, wait, I'm a good cell. Like, you don't need to kill me. And then the secondary system that we have is kind of a better judge of character. It's able to say, okay, this is the bad cell. I'm just going to kind of excuse me. I'm going to slip by, come here. I'm just going to go over and kill that. Yep. No need to hurt you, kind of thing. So free radicals basically are these oxidized, like, you can just think radicals are like little crazy cells in our bodies that go and they start attaching to other cells and they can metastasize. And that is at the root of all disease.
That is, It's crazy to hear, but then on the other hand, the more, for everybody listening, sometimes, understandably, when you first start hearing all of these processes, how the body works internally and all of these different, you know, when I first started studying hormones and, you know, you think you understand estrogen and then there's testosterone and progesterone, and then there's all of these, you know, there's cortisol, there's your adrenals, and then you'll start studying and then you'll read things and you'll see things in social media and it confuses you. Just keep studying, because the more that you do, first of all, you'll understand your body better. You'll be able to make better decisions based on these things that you read, but you will begin to assimilate this information more and it'll make sense. Like, yeah, with every new podcast person that I bring on, with every new interview, I understand things better. And there's also people like you, as well as my doctor, who are very good at taking complex, you know, concepts, if you will, and for lack of a better way of saying it, dumbing it down so that everybody can understand it. You have a very good way of describing it. So
thank you. Yeah, that's
you're good. Really, really good. So I'm going to let you keep doing that. We're going to move on, because you mentioned, you know, when you first started, and this is what we want to dive into for the meat of this topic, which is, you know, everybody that's listening is understandably probably overwhelmed and a little bit confused by reading labels, going and grocery shopping for themselves and also their family, and trying to know what they can trust or what they should look for in the grocery store. And we get more questions at FitFluential about organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, dairy-free, grass-fed, what does that mean, pasture-raised, how do I know what kind of eggs to buy? I bought organic or I bought cage-free eggs and somebody told me on social media that that's not good enough. And they get so overwhelmed, and I get it. You know, I remember we worked with an egg company a couple years ago, and I won't mention the name, but it was an egg company. And then we had somebody come to us and go, oh my God, you can't get those eggs. Those are only cage-free, but they're cage-free and organic, but they're not cage-free, organic, and pasture-raised. And I remember going, what the heck? Like, you think you're buying the right foods, and then someone's going to go, that's not good enough. So I'm going to let you, let's not dive into necessarily things like dairy-free and gluten-free, because those could be complete other topics. We know that a lot of people would benefit from going dairy-free and gluten-free. That's something I practice for the most part in my life.
Hey everybody, you've reached the end of part one of our two-part interview with Ashley Rowland. Make sure you tune into part two.